just built a boat and it's never been in the water. You go down to the water's edge. Where are you going? What do you do with it then?
Put it in the water.
Okay. What else? What else do you call it when you lower it in the water?
I wouldn't call it that now.
Okay. Let me see. If when the Navy has big
sailboats. Launch them?
Right. Okay. That's what we're looking for. What kind of boat do you would you go fishing in on a small lake?
A bateau.
Bateau. Any other names you might call them?
Oh, John.
Okay.
But that's about it.
You never call them a rowboat?
Yeah, a rowboat.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be more likely to call it a bateau.
Bateau is what
right.
I call it.
Right. Okay. If you're going to the next town over here, and I said, will you be home today? You might say, no, I
will not.
Okay. If asked when you were going, you might say I
will probably go tomorrow.
Okay. And in reference to the word go now, we use this in reference to the word the verb go. Okay. And if I ask you when you were going, you say I.
We'll go tomorrow.
All right, but you say I already have
gone.
All right, and you said I blank today.
We'll not go today.
Well, you've already done it, and you're back, and you say.
Oh, I have been.
Well, or I have. Let's start over.
I have returned.
All right. I always have trouble with this. You know, you've noticed this so far. I hope. In a few minutes, I am going to blank back to my motel room.
To go.
Okay. Once I get there, I can say
I have returned.
All right. In reference to the verb now, I have
gone.
All right. And just with a simple past, you'd say I
have gone.
All right. If you say I go to town now, yesterday I
went.
Okay. That's always that. Okay. If a child is just learning to dress himself, and the mother brings in the clothes and says. And he's just learning to put clothes on. His mother comes in with a whole set of clothes and says,
dress yourself.
All right. She might, someone comes in and says, you ask someone for your slippers. And someone comes in the room and hands them to you and says, here's, I'm sorry. That's what I was asking for. I said, here's your slippers. Would you say, how would you say that? If you got two items coming in and someone.
Here are your shoes.
Here are?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. How would you, if I ask you if you think that, say George Wallace is going to be elected, you might say no, but.
No, I don't think he's going to be elected, but I think he's going to give somebody trouble.
Okay. In reference to a whole field of people, and say you got three or four candidates now for office, say you got three or four candidates that you might be inclined to be in favor of, you know, and you say, no, George Wallace isn't going to be elected, but blank people I might, enjoy seeing getting in, blank other people, what would you might fit in that sense? Blank other people that might be elected.
You're not talking about names, right?
No, no, it's just an expression. It's just.
George probably won't get elected.
I was just using that as an example. That has nothing to do with this question.
I know, I understand that now. But,
Let's say, over there is a chair. So you would say, blank is a chair.
There is a chair.
All right, now, if there were three or four, you'd say,